Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, you're listening to the Gamercore podcast, a podcast that talks 8-bit shit. This is episode 41, and as always, is your Nerdy Gunner here to host the show alongside my only co-host today, because Brad is still out. Say hello to the Gucci bat, government Gucci. Ashley, the goat.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Yes, the goat.
You're the goat.
Where the hell is Brad?
He's in Tucson, so he can't record. But the funny thing is that if he downloads the Anchor app on his phone and signs into his own account, we could be recording this over Anchor. But I guess being in Tucson is a valid excuse, Brad. So he's kind of out of town. He'll be back on Friday. But, well, the day that this goes up, he'll be back. But, yeah, he's been gone for a couple of episodes. And it sucks because, you know, gets me out of my mojo.
Yeah, I mean, we're so used to doing this with him. It kind of changes the feel a bit. I miss him, but, you know, work is work, I guess.
Yeah, fuck Brad. That's what happens. That's why he's not here, guys. So, please, I'm sorry. If you really do miss Brad, then I guess you can go follow him on Twitter and Instagram, everywhere, at RandomJer101. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's weird not doing episodes with him. But as always, you know what's not weird is knowing that we have a wonderful Patreon supporter at the $15 tier. And this episode is brought to you by him, Grayson Barker, our executive producer. Thank you so much. There's going to be some changes coming to Patreon next week, guys, so I will keep you posted on that. But I want to thank you all so much for your continual support, especially Grayson for being an awesome producer. His tier won't change, but the tier on the bottom of that one will change. But thank you so much, guys, and wonderful person. Go follow him at WarlordHitman98 on Twitter and then on Instagram at GraysonBarker98. So, yeah, that should be lots of fun. Lots of fun. Thank you to him, and thank you to everybody else who's listening to this a day early because of Patreon. I hope I did get it a day early, but my internet sucks here.
How that feel?
You know that.
Thanks
feel.
To all of our listeners and our supporters.
Yeah. You know, you guys are just amazing people for showing us your generosity with being part of our Patreon. We need seven more supporters to get to reboot the live show and also sadly dye my hair green.
Still waiting on that.
Yeah, well, seven supporters. Seven people can go and pledge a dollar. Yeah.
Yeah, I will take you up on that offer, and I will pledge.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, tell Daniela, too. Just a dollar. Ain't nothing wrong with just pledging the dollar, guys. But you guys, you know, even listening to it, we appreciate it so much. But I think I'm going to do something different today, Ashley. I tried this format out last time when we were by ourselves. I kind of want to do it again. How about we just do the discussion first, and then we do everything else after?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. You know, what's it called? Video game movies have been a thing. What's up?
No, you were already saying. Continue.
Yeah. Video game movies are something very famous, and some of them are trash, and hopefully the one that's coming out this weekend won't be trash. Talking about Detective Pikachu, you guys should go watch it. But this is not a movie podcast, it's a video game. But we've never really heard about movies being turned into video games all that much, you know, except for, like, the most famous stuff like Harry Potter, Star Wars. But what about movies that basically have come out as of late? Well, look here. Look no further. GameSpot is reporting the John Wick game confirmed for PC edition exclusive to Epic Games Store. From Eddie McCooch over at GameSpot.com. Title, fight choreographed chess brought to life as a video game. Thomas Was Alone and Volume developer Mike Bithell has announced his studio Bithell Games' next game, and it is a fast-paced, action-oriented strategy game based on the John Wick movie series. John Wick's Hex is coming to unspecified consoles as well as PC. It'll be exclusive to the Epic Games Store for PC and Mac at launch. John Wick Hex is described as fight choreographed chess brought to life as a video game. The game, which was developed in cooperation with the minds behind the film series, aims to capture the series' signature gunfu style while expanding its story universe. So here's an official description, guys. Player must choose every action and attack they make while considering their immediate cost and consequences. Every move in John Wick Hex feels like a scene from the movies, and every fight contributes to your progress on the job and requires precise strategic thinking. Hex features an original story separate from the film series. As players progress, they will unlock more weapons as well as new suits for John Wick and more locations to explore. Regarding the gunplay, a press release mentions that players will need to strategically consider the weapon they use for the specific battle in front of them. Not only that, ammo is finite and realistically simulated to time your reloads and make the most of weapons on your scavenge for the job, the developers say. Yeah, man, this is pretty cool, especially because, you know, it's going to be incorporating that whole gunfu style. That should be really cool. If I was somebody who wasn't in the space of talking about movies every day of their life, and you would have told me about John Wick, the movie, I would have immediately gone to, is this like some video game movie? Because the whole premise of John Wick and the way the movie works and the way, you know, the whole action is, it feels like it's a video game premise. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree. I've only seen a little bit of the, I think it was like the second John Wick movie, and it has a lot of really cool action scenes. There's a lot of good fight scenes. Sometimes certain scenes would remind me of parts of Get Down and Brawl a lot in that, but very cool. And this is going to be a VR game?
No, nothing confirmed that. That is just knows what's it called. What's known right now is that the PC edition is going to be exclusive to the Epic Games Store. It says that the consoles are going to be discussed at the moment, but the PC edition is coming to the Epic Games Store. It'd be sick if it was a VR.
I follow now.
Yeah. It'd be really sick if it was a VR game.
Well, I wouldn't mind exploring that. Then again, I just really want more titles for VR. I think it has so much potential.
So yeah, we've done like a huge discussion on that before. This whole article led me to the question of like, instead of what video game should be a movie, what movie should be a video game? And I always thought about this. I think they missed a huge missed opportunity when I Am Legend came out, because that really would have been a cool game.
Well, that would have been great. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, you know, it's just Will Smith trying to survive the night and, you know, getting your resources in the day. You can play as Will Smith in the game. I think it's a missed opportunity by whoever made the movie. Like, nobody who thought about, why don't we make this into a video game? I think it would have been a big, big game.
It would have been incredible and very different. If they would have gotten the right team to develop that, it would have been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Just that premise alone of having to, like, go out during the day and look for supplies and whatnot. It reminds me of so many great games. I mean, even Last of Us.
Yeah,
like that game, you have to go out during specific time periods and get stuff.
Yeah, and just know that it's just you and one person who eventually dies, but it's just you having to survive like hordes and hordes of zombie attacks at night. But yeah, what's your thought about what would be a really good video game that was a movie?
Okay, so what movie would make a really good video game?
Yes, that has not been done yet.
Okay, I really feel like they could have done something for Ready Player One.
Oh,
that whole movie, it's technically based on a book, but it was turned into a movie. that would have been incredible, especially if you've read the book. There's so many elements that hint at, you know, the possibility of it being a great, you know, VR game, but even just a regular PS4 game, Xbox One game. They could have done a lot with that.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been so sick.
Movie.
It would have been sick. You know, that's a really big missed opportunity, too. It's, you know, at this point, it's kind of be too late to kind of put it out. The movie already came out. The book's been out for a long time. I definitely think that would have been a really, really good idea.
It would have been great. Yours, I feel like they could still do that, but, you know.
Well, I mean, for, like, the longest of time, and this is going into the whole, what's it called, movie space, but I'll just say for now, for the longest time, discussions about a sequel to I Am Legend were being talked, and it never happened. If they were to do it, if one day, like, the project would just get out of development hell, I think they would be dumb to not accompany it with a possible video game release sometime in the future. So.
Yeah. Why did the second one never happen? Was it like scheduling conflicts?
I don't know.
Lack of push from the studio?
From what I read, it just couldn't find its way to be made. That's what I read constant things about, you know, a sequel wanting to be done. But that's one of my favorite roles from Will Smith. It's one of his best, too. And honestly, I really wish that would have been made into a video game. If the sequel never happened, a video game for that movie would have been great.
Yeah. Wow, it came out in 2007, the movie did. Oh, man, 2007 was a long time ago.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the time when Smith was, like, hot. Like, it was Pursuit of Happiness just came out before it, I believe, too. So, you know, things were really, really hot for him. So for him to get a good old motion capture deal to do the video game would have been really, really good bank on him. Yeah.
Why aren't studios doing, you know, more games to accompany movie releases? Like you mentioned Harry Potter. I remember when Harry Potter came out, the movies, there was always a game with it. And those games weren't really the best.
Yeah. Here we go. I have a little bit of talk on that. And I'll just, this is the last of the whole movie talk I'll give you guys. Director Francis Lawrence said in 2008 that there would be a prequel and that Will Smith would be reprising his role. The plot of the film would reveal what happened to Neville before the infected took over New York. D.B. Wise, if you don't know who that is, that's, what's it called, one of the writers for Game of Thrones, was hired to write the script. While Lawrence was in negotiations to return as director, contingent on a sufficiently interesting story. Smith later discussed the premise, which would have his character on a team going from New York City to Washington, D.C. as they made their last stand against the infected with the virus. The film would again explore the premise of being alone. Lawrence stated that the tough thing is, how do we do that again and in a different way? In May 2011, Francis Lawrence stated that the prequel was no longer in development, saying, "I don't think that's ever going to happen." In 2012, Warner Bros. Announced that negotiations had begun to produce another installment with the intention of having Will Smith reprising his role. In April 2014, the studio obtained a script entitled A Garden at the End of the World, described as a post-apocalyptic variation of The Searchers. Studio executives found so many similarities to I Am Legend in the screenplay, they had the author, Gary Graham, rewrite it so it could serve as a reboot of the story, hoping to create a franchise with a new film. Will Smith, who is known for his reluctance to appear in sequels, has not commented on whether he would appear. Nothing after 2014 has really been up. So, pretty much development on hell. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. So much potential.
Yeah. But, you know, I think a video game for that would have been amazing. I think it would have been really fun. Because, you know, a lot of zombie games don't really concentrate on the whole idea of being alone. Like, literally being, like, not a single soul being in the area that you're in. So,
takes a lot on one's psyche.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. All right. So, I don't know. We're moving on for the discussion. Let's go back. And, the only thing I wanted to talk about games that are coming out this week. Well, not this week, but the next on Tuesday. We won't be having an episode on Tuesday because that doesn't happen. It comes out Fridays. So, remember that next Tuesday, you guys can get Rage 2 for the Xbox One. PC, Xbox One, PC, PS4, I believe Switch as well. Let me check that. No Switch. Xbox One, PC, PS4, and PC. To May 14th, Rage 2 comes out, so next Tuesday. So you guys go ahead and go get that, and that should be a lot of fun. But what have we been playing this week, Ashley?
And, well, I have been playing a lot more video games this week. Old stuff, but still good stuff. The main thing I've been into lately has been Dragalia Lost, of course.
Of course.
But get this, they have a crossover event right now. They're doing a Dragalia Lost cross with Fire Emblem.
Ooh, that's cool.
Actually, it's super cool. You can get a couple of 5-star characters that are from Fire Emblem. I think during the event right now, the main one that they give you is Alphonse. Instead of him being a 4-star character, he's a 5-star character.
Holy crap.
And he's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Pushed a lot of stuff around for the event. They actually added a defensive battle event. So instead of you having to kill all your enemies, you're pretty much protecting your castle and your little houses. And it's a lot of fun to kind of have to run back and forth and, you know, stop this group from destroying this house. And then to have to run back and try to catch them in time before they take down your castle. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 5-star characters that they're giving away right now for this event. But other than that, I've been playing Yakuza 0. I've been playing that a lot. I finally stumbled across the Hostess Club side quest. Basically, you run your own Hostess Club, and your job is to take out 5 of the biggest clubs in the Osaka area.
Mm-hmm.
And you get so much cash from beating, you know, these club bosses one by one. It's also strangely addicting because each guest that comes in, you have to pick a girl that kind of fits well with the guest that walks in. And there's all kinds of like quick time events that you can do to like boost your customer's mood or girl's health up. It's just really, really strange because this isn't even really part of the main story. It's just a random side quest. I've talked to a couple of people who are a fan of, you know, the Yakuza series, and a couple of the diehard fans I talked to kept asking me, like, have you played the Hostess Club side quest yet? Oh my God, it's so fun. And I'm glad I finally got to do that. What have you been playing lately? I see you've been busy with Pokemon.
Pokemon Go, as always. That's the only thing I've been playing because I'm ready to move back and I couldn't use my PS4 for the time being. Yeah, been playing Pokemon Go. It's great. It's great. I finally evolved my Shelgon, I think that's his name, into a Salamence, and it's shiny, so that's pretty cool. I believe that's kind of it, because funny thing enough, back home, there's just not that many Pokemon.
Yeah. Depending on the area, it could be very barren. Like, don't get anything.
Yeah, I live, like, literally right out, like, out of the sea limits, so... It's like I don't have anything, but it's been a good time playing Pokemon Go. You know, that's a lot of fun. For the first time, I left my Pokemon at a gym before I came back home, and what's it called? They got their ass handed to them. So,
oh, sad.
But there's
did you get any coins at least? Like usually, you get money back when they return.
Yeah, I think I did get some coins. There's also an event going on for Detective Pikachu, though. That's really cool.
What's the event?
I think you have new shiny Pokemons, and I think you get like shirts with the Detective Pikachu logo and stuff like that. But I hold up.
Wow.
I want to get the exact details because, like, I opened the notification. It didn't actually give me anything to read off, but I was reading an article on it, and I think it is like. New shiny Pokemon. I wanted an actual Detective Pikachu to come out so I could actually, like, you know, catch it because I really like the whole design of that. But yeah,
and that's really cool that they're doing these special events. The last event that I remember that was kind of like this, where they were giving away, like, you know, cool new shirts for your avatar.
Mm-hmm.
ComplexCon happened, and some guy did like a whole limited edition line of Pokemon shirts, and for a while you could catch these hype beast Pikachu with these hats, and it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. So look, here I have it. You'll be able to catch a Pikachu wearing a detective cap via Pokemon Go's snapshot photo bomb feature. That's funny. There will be increased spawns of Pokemon which feature prominently in the film. Snubbull, Bulbasaur, Psyduck, Jigglypuff, and the shiny version of Apom will be released. Raids and research will change, and Detective Pikachu avatar hats and t-shirts will be added. So that's new. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Literally trying to log into my Pokemon Go account right now because I forgot I can do that now because my phone has memory.
Yeah, you got a new iPhone, didn't you?
I finally upgraded. I got tired of not being able to play Dragalia Lost, man.
Yeah.
It's been 5 days. So I was like, okay, I'll upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I want to find the Pikachu with a detective hat because I really want that. But I need to check if there is the shirts available for Detective Pikachu because I was seeing some people already have them. But this is still pretty cool. Yeah, here we go. Detective Pikachu shirt. Yeah. That's still cool. Like, what's it called? This is the way they'll get their people to keep playing the game is if you, keep adding to it and go add it with, like, the movies that are coming out, which is pretty cool. And you see, you also get a Detective Pikachu hat with the avatar.
Oh, fun. I'm glad they're doing this.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. But that being said, yeah, that's all I've been playing, honestly. Yeah. I want to go watch this. I think I'm going to watch it this week. Well, not this weekend, but soon. I'm going to watch it soon with Luis because I really want to see this movie.
I think it's going to be really good. Way better than Sonic. Oh, my God. I'm so glad that they are going back to the drawing board with that character design because that was atrocious.
The only thing I don't like about that is the fact that, animators are going to have to do overtime and they probably won't get paid for that because the budget has already been set. So that's the part that sucks about all this. But, yeah, at the same time, we won't get a really bad-looking Sonic, right?
Yeah, because that character design alone, no matter how good the movie, ruined it for me because it just looks so bad.
The teeth.
Especially after, the teeth are terrible and he's so tall and like his forehead is huge. I'm like, this is not Sonic.
I don't know what that is, but it isn't Sonic.
No, it's like what Sonic threw up, man.
Yeah. Well, and the legs are so long and human-looking. It's terrible. Creepy. It's terrible. But let's go ahead and get into some news because that's it. I want to move on from that. It just brings pain.
Same.
And like always, it is telling me to give him my email address. No, I'm not going to give you my email address, GameSpot. I love you, but no. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3's roster adds two more Avengers from Jordan Ramey over at GameSpot.com, a veteran and a newcomer. Two more heroes are joining the playable or roster of heroes in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, aka the game that will make me get a Nintendo Switch. Both Avengers, Hawkeye, and Ms. Marvel add their own unique play styles to team-building superhero-centric game. Is it Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel? In a gameplay preview with Game Informer, Nintendo revealed artwork and details about the new additions. There have been more than one Hawkeye in the comics, but Nintendo is using the original Clint Barton in Ultimate Alliance 3. Fans of the Marvel Cinematic Universe may recognize the Archer, who's portrayed by Jeremy Renner in the collection of movies. Ultimate Alliance 3 Hawkeye won't be rocking the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent attire seen in the MCU, nor will he be wearing the goofy purple outfit seen in several incarnations of the character. This version of Hawkeye is stylized after the one seen in the comics created by Matt Fraction and David Aja. In Ultimate Alliance 3, Hawkeye will fight with his collection of trick arrows. Meanwhile, Kamala Khan, hell yeah, the young woman who took on Ms. Marvel mantle after Carol Danvers became Captain Marvel, who's also in Ultimate Alliance 3, is bringing a totally different moveset to the game. Kamala is an inhuman who can enlarge any part of her body, a superpower that's called invigorating. In a pinch, she can enlarge her fists and her feet and then elongate her limbs to fire off devastating blows from afar. However, she can also transport temporarily enlarge every part of her body to grow to massive sizes to cover more ground and reach higher vantage points. So far, it doesn't seem like she'd be able to completely enlarge herself while fighting Ultimate Alliance 3, but her combos do take advantage of her ability to stretch out her limbs and expand her hands and feet. So don't forget, guys, this game comes out on... When does it come out? July 19th. Ooh, I need to get Switch soon. And it's still available for pre-order. That's awesome. I love Kamala Khan. One of my favorite characters. A lot of people hate Kamala Khan, but they're just dummies who don't want to see progression in the comic book space. And I love Kamala Khan, so I can't wait to play as her in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. And I've been asking for Kamala Khan in a movie for a while. Ever since we got the news from Feige that she would be coming, I want to see it happen. We need the first Muslim superhero to be on screen. What do you think about the new roster?
It can be on the well.
Huh?
I think it can be on the way. I think this is great news, though. Sorry to cut you off. I'm more and more intrigued with this game the more I hear about it. I have a Switch, so I'll probably get this, week one.
Yeah, it's the other Ultimate Alliance Ultimate Alliance games were so much fun, and I can't wait to play this. It's such a fun game, and the roster is just so cool. You know, we have Kamala Khan, Clint, Hawkeye, you have Captain Marvel, you have Thanos, you have Rocket Raccoon, Captain America, Iron Man, all the big heroes from Marvel. So go ahead and put Daredevil in there, please, guys. But even though, what could Daredevil do against Thanos, right?
For real.
Yeah.
Give an Infinity War or Endgame spoiler, but I stopped myself.
Yeah. Well, apparently the spoiler ban is lifted from the Russo bros, but I mean, I also don't want to be that guy who spoils.
Man, I got the biggest handed to me just from commenting on a random post on Instagram. I was so pissed.
Yeah. People are just crazy out here with spoilers. So if you guys didn't know, there next week there was going to be a Ghost Recon game breakpoint live stream. It looks like we've got it leaked already before the reveal event happened. So, I mean, I'm obviously not going to go on and talk about the video because I'm not going to watch the video right now. But I'm going to talk about what the game is. So the article is written here by Jordan Ramey from Ubisoft. New Ghost Recon game breakpoint leaks before reveal event. Though for a Ubisoft game, this isn't much of a surprise. from GameSpot.com. As what can only be called tradition at this point, one of Ubisoft's next games has leaked, called Ghost Recon Breakpoint. The game is a direct sequel to Ghost Recon Wildlands and is scheduled to release on October 4th for Xbox One, PS4, and PC. According to a post on Reset Era, the leak came from a retail listing which was shared in a since-removed post in the Ghost Recon subreddit. Breakpoint will feature Major Cole D. Walker, a character both voiced and stylized after actor Jonathan Bernthal, or a.k.a. John Bernthal, a.k.a. The Punisher, a.k.a. Fred Castle, as the game's villain. Cole is the focus of the new story content that went live in Wildlands as part of Operation Oracle. Breakpoint will be a story-driven four-player experience, which is very similar description to 2017's Wildlands. Cole has gone rogue and seemingly killing Holt, Midas, and possibly Weaver, and he's got an army of weaponized drones at his disposal. So the retail listing is specifically for the Wolves Collector's Edition of the upcoming Ghost Recon game. The edition comes with a game, a map, artwork, a year one pass, the Ultimate Pack, which contains extra missions, vehicles, and cosmetics, 3-day early access, and a statue of Cole now disguised with a hooded cloak and mask. Man, this is like tradition for them. Seriously, my earliest memory of a Ubisoft game getting leaked was what's it called? Assassin's Creed Unity. And that was like back in 2013, I think.
God, was that really 2013? Damn,
I believe so.
Flies.
Because the Xbox One just came out, I believe. And I got the Xbox One with Assassin's Creed Unity. So I believe it was 2013 or 2014. Really sucky game.
You're telling me we had so many issues with that game.
I was working
at GameStop still at the time when it came out, and there was just so many issues.
Yeah, there was like parts of the game missing. Like it was buggy as hell, and there was parts of the game missing. But yeah, it's funny that this gets leaked again. I don't know what's going on at Ubisoft, man. Like you guys really need to clean up the way you guys get leaked, or maybe at this point this is just like a publicity stunt to get more eyes on it.
I could see that being the thing. I'm kind of like, because Activision. They are so like tight-lipped when it comes to, you know, leaks, especially ones regarding Call of Duty. I remember there was some sort of leak that happened and it came from a GameStop employee. And that week we got a very angry email from corporate talking about they were going to find out who leaked that info and they were going to fire him. What's going on with Ubisoft? Why can't they do something similar? Keep things under wraps.
Keep your retailers under wraps, man. That's crazy. I've never played Wildlands. It looks like a really fun game, though. But, I mean, I'm down to see John Bernthal again. You know, that's great that they have him doing the mocap for it. But, I've never played Wildlands. But I just wanted to comment on that, on the whole Ubisoft getting their game leaked again. It sucks, man. It happens. But, you know, Ubisoft just needs to learn a way to get these things under control. Because I doubt you want to keep getting your games leaked.
Yeah, that kind of ruins it.
Yeah, I believe it wasn't just Unity; it was also Syndicate that got leaked as well. After that, since they stopped doing it like every year, it's gotten better. But I mean, with Call of Duty, there's like supposedly was like because there's a difference between rumor and leak. You know, rumor is like what's going around the presses and stuff. Leak is like an actual thing that gets leaked saying that this is the next game that's coming out. So I remember there was once an like a video of a Vietnam Call of Duty game that came out. People took that as a leak, and that was like I believe 3 years ago, and it never happened. So I don't know what I guess that was something that was going on, like behind the scenes they were like actually working on it or something, but it never happened. But also there was also a leak quote-unquote leak of a Superman game. Like, it actually had a main menu designed and everything of a Superman game in the style of Batman Arkham series. And it never happened. So, I don't know. It's a weird thing, but this happens all the time to Ubisoft.
Starting to think they're leaking it themselves. Because who else does this happen like so often to? I can't think of really any other studio.
No. They're like, hey, Best Buy.
Like, kind of a rare thing.
You're like sending like an email to GameStop, mind leaking our game? Because nobody seems to want to be excited about our reveal event. We'll make sure to say it was a leak, but let's be honest, it's just us asking for a little bit of extra publicity. All right.
Yes.
I got a good old update here from GameSpot.com about Apex. Remember, it's not coming to Switch, but it is coming to a different avenue. Like Fortnite and PUBG, Apex Legends is coming to mobile from Eddie McCooch over at GameSpot.com. Apex Legends is an already hugely popular on PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and now it's coming to a new platform in a new market. As part of publisher Electronic Arts' earnings report on Tuesday, CEO Andrew Wilson confirmed that a mobile version of the Battle Royale game is in the works, and EA is also in advanced negotiations to launch Apex Legends in China. It's not out in China yet? The hell? Oh. Well.
China would love this.
Yeah. We're hugely excited about the future of Apex Legends. Engagement is strong, and we have big plans for the Legends and the world they compete in. Wilson said, we're in advanced negotiations to bring Apex Legends to China and to mobile, and we will update you on timeframes when those negotiations are concluded. Apex Legends coming to mobile is no big surprise, as the mobile game market is massive and represents another way for EA to make money from the game. The other Battle Royale juggernauts, PUBG and Fortnite, also have mobile editions. I wouldn't say that PUBG is a juggernaut right now when they're mobile. I think Fortnite's really the monopoly of Battle Royale mobile games right now. In Korea, another major market for games, Wilson pointed out that EA is self-publishing Apex Legends there. The game offers an opportunity for us to build a direct connection with our players there, and we hope to be able to leverage this for other games, Wilson said. In the prepared remarks, Wilson noted that Apex Legends is the fastest growing title in EA's history. By EA's latest counts, the game reached 50 million players. He also noted that almost 30% of Apex Legends players are new to EA, which is good news for the publisher. That's awesome. Yeah, it seems like this game is doing way better things for EA than freaking Anthem. But still no Switch. Don't talk about the Switch. Even though, remember last time they said that they haven't had talks about that, but they would update the people when it happens, which is a good thing that they're being transparent. But I think it's really cool for you guys to get this game on mobile soon, because that's a really big market that's not being paid attention to by a lot of people.
Yeah, mobile gaming is and has been on the rise, so I'm not so mad about them not porting this to the Switch yet, because I would love to try this on mobile.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited for this, and I'm definitely going to download it, because I love Apex Legends. It's a really fun game, and I played PUBG on mobile. I was good on it. Played Fortnite mobile. I was terrible at it. So let's hope we go for the 2v1 here. And let's hope I'm good at Apex Legends on mobile, even though I'm pretty good on console. Excuse me.
I have a question. The controls, what is difficult to play and navigate through on a mobile device? Would you say Fortnite or PUBG?
Fortnite. The building is really difficult for me in Fortnite. Mobile or console, but it feels like mobile just does it like tenfold.
There's no building in Apex, so you will probably do amazing.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and move on. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at Apex. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty good at it. You guys can look up that video I posted where I did a whole squad wipe. So if you need evidence, I have a video about that up on my Twitter somewhere. Just search it up. Once again, I'm not going to give you my
search for that now.
Keep asking for email addresses. I'm not going to give it to you. GameSpot.com's Kevin Nezovic is reporting that loot boxes may become illegal in the U.S. if new bill passes. Following suit with what Belgium does. And this is great. A U.S. senator introduced a bill that would ban the sale of loot boxes in games played by minors. Oh, man. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, R-MO. Is that supposed to be representative of Missouri? I don't know.
I'm assuming it's representative. At first, I thought Republican, and I was like, "Oh, okay."
I don't know. I'm just gonna say representative of Missouri. Announced he is introducing a bill that would potentially bar the sale of loot boxes in certain video games. If enacted, Hawley's bill, called the Protecting Children from Abusive Games Act, would ban loot boxes and pay-to-win microtransactions in titles targeted at or popular among minors, likening the business model to addiction. Social media and video games prey on user addiction, siphoning our kids' attention from the real world and extracting profits from fostering compulsive habits. Senator Hawley said in a statement, no matter this business model's advantages to tech industry, one thing is clear. There is no excuse for exploiting children through such practices. This is when a game is designed for kids. Game developers shouldn't be allowed to monetize addiction. Game developers who knowingly exploit children should face legal consequences. Hawley cites the popular mobile title Candy Crush Saga as an example, as it allows players to purchase a 150 Luscious Bundle to make the game easier. Though it is certainly far from the only title to offer these kinds of spending options, a large number of mobile games are designed to encourage microtransactions, and many of today's most popular PC and console games, including PUBG and Overwatch, give players the option to purchase loot boxes that contain a randomized assortment of cosmetic items. It needs to pass through the Senate first, and then the House of Representatives before potentially becoming a law. And this isn't the first time U.S. lawmakers have taken aim at the practice. Last February, Hawaii State Representative Chris Lee put forward a bill on seeking to limit the sale of video games with gambling-like mechanisms to people under the age of 21. Other countries have also undertaken investigations on whether or not loot boxes constituted gambling. Yeah, I honestly agree. And it's funny, if he is, what's it called, a Republican, I usually don't agree with Republicans on a lot of things, but I agree. What's it called? Microtransactions should not be marketed towards children, and children should not get the chance to be using this, because then we run into the same problem that Ashley had at GameStop, where a child came over and bought a whole ass console and game without telling their parents. Imagine if that's the child on a video game buying like 50 to 100 loot boxes without the parent knowing.
Very common. It happens a lot. Yeah. So I can kind of understand why they're trying to put a law like this into practice. It kind of sucks because, you know, sometimes when I play a game, I'm kind of tempted, you know, to get a loot box or some sort of package. But it sucks because most of these games are, you know, kind of geared at kids. Mm-hmm. Kids are playing a lot of games like Fortnite way more than, say, like an average adult might have time for.
Yeah, I agree. It is certainly a crazy thing that's happening. Children should not have access to things like this. And, you know, if you're an adult dude at the age of 47 buying loot boxes for a game, then that's your stuff. But no kid under the age of 18 should have access to possibly buying loot boxes.
Definitely. That's dangerous. Could you imagine, like, if you had a kid and then
look at your bank statement.
$1 video game, I don't know, mini box, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'd be like, oh my god.
Who the hell spent $150 on loot boxes? Oh man, that's great. It's not great. It's just a funny thing to just think about. You're like, some kid out there has a dad or mom that has not found out that they're using their credit card to buy loot boxes, and there should definitely be a way to be able to not have that happen. But we're gonna continue on with the news after we come back from a little break. You get to listen to our wonderful Ashley talk to you guys about Anchor. So we'll see you guys in a little bit. Take it away, Ashley. All right, you're back from listening to that ad. And I hope you enjoyed it, because it's a pretty good ad by Ashley. And we're going to go ahead and continue on with the news here. Ashley, you did a really good job on that ad.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let me try it again sometime.
Well, let Anchor pair us up with another sponsor, and we will tell you to do the ad again. Because Brad and I cannot do those things for the life of us. Even though it's funny,
I was all nervous too. I remember texting you like, oh hey, let me know if this sucks, I can do it again.
Yeah. No, it didn't suck at all. I was really nervous through it, and you could tell. You don't sound like you're nervous at all. But it's funny because I can, if I have something like an ad, having to record an ad gets me so nervous. But doing this, I'm like not nervous at all, and I'm kind of doing it and just doing it and doing it. But recording an ad, and it's like, oh, it's like, this is going to be listened to people by a lot of people. Like, this is going to be in every episode, and I have to do it really nice because I want to know, I want people to be able to be like, okay, cool, I'll go check it out if they listen to us. So it made me a little nervous. But Brad did one for The Skim, and his was pretty good. But when Brad listened to yours, he was like, dude, let Ashley do the ads from now on, because she's obviously better at this than we are.
Maybe I can make a career of it. Hit me up to do your ads.
$10 a pop. All right. Well,
pledge to our Patreon.
Yeah, at the one at the $200 tier, Ashley would just do your ads for you. Over 100.
I'll do all your ads if you pledge to the $200 tier. These are my demands.
These are my demands, and you will follow suit with them. Over 150 Riot employees walked out in protest of forced arbitration. The first walkout of several, it seems, from Jordan Ramey over at GameSpot.com. By the way, guys, this is not a new thing we are hearing about Riot Games. This is going on with Riot Games a lot. Riot Games has had a controversial year as 5 lawsuits were filed against the company from employers who state the studio has violated the California Equal Pay Act. Each of the 5 lawsuits cite in-house sexism influencing hiring practices and creating a bro culture within the company. In response, according to Kotaku, this past April, Riot filed a forced arbitration for the 2 of the lawsuits, perhaps not received very well by many Riot Games employees, and many executives executed a walkout on Monday, May 6th in protest. More than 100 employees participated in the walkout on Monday, according to CBS News. In comment to Kotaku, one employee said, "I'm walking out as a symbolic action to signal to leadership that I care about this issue. I hope leadership takes the time to seriously listen to the issues." Game Workers Unite released a public statement in response to the walkout, writing, "While participating in the first walkout in the game industry may feel scary and uncertain, know that your struggle at Riot does not exist in a vacuum. You are not alone. There exists a long and storied history of people, regular people, fighting fights just like yours in the game tech and entertainment industries. Today, you build upon the foundation led by countless workers before you who refused to accept things as they were and built a better world. Today, you carry that movement forward." In response to the walkout, a Riot representative told Kotaku, "While we will not make a change to our policies while in active litigation, last Thursday we announced that we made a call to pivot our approach as soon as active litigation is resolved. We will give all new rioters the choices to opt out of mandatory arbitration for individual sexual harassment and sexual assault claims. At that time, we will also commit to have a firm answer on potentially expanding the scope and expanding this opt-out extending this opt-out to all writers. We are working diligently to resolve all active litigation so that we can quickly take steps toward a solution. As we have been for the past week, we will continue to listen to writers regarding their thoughts on arbitration and thankful to everyone who has taken the time to meet with leadership about this issue." All right. Ashley, did you know about this stuff?
I didn't. This is serious. Wow.
Yeah, it's been
They've had some shady stuff, and there's been like some lawsuits, but I mean, I didn't know about this walkout until just now.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts, man. Look, I'm gonna read one more thing here. It's been 8 months since the original Kotaku article was released. So far, I haven't seen a single outcome of our diversity and inclusion efforts at Riot. One employee told Kotaku, "I haven't seen a single metric or number to indicate things have improved, and I haven't seen a single project get finished." That was 8 months ago since that article was posted.
What are they doing?
I don't know, but like that's nuts. That's enough time for you to get something to be fixed, and that's crazy.
Well, good on these employees for, you know, taking a stand and not letting bad shit continue to happen.
Yeah. Another employee told Kotaku, "I think having executives get up for 2 hours and do the classic roundabout series of denials helped other rioters wake up to the fact that this is actually happening here. The impression most rioters got in that the executives do care about it a bit. They care about being publicly humiliated." Yeah, of course. This is most things, dude. Like, they don't care about the people. They just don't want to be publicly humiliated because then it's bad PR for them.
most companies, they don't care about anything but themselves. They don't want business to be bad. They don't want their business to suffer, especially, you know, if they're on a high note right now.
Yeah, and the Riot game needs to fix their stuff, because this is not good. This is stuff that could really have a bad look on your company.
Yeah, they don't need that right now. A lot of these companies are just fucking up. Telltale, Riot.
Yeah. And the people in there deserve to be heard too, you know? They deserve to have their voices be heard, and you just can't silence these people and think that you're going to get away with it. Like, stuff like this will happen. It's crazy that this is the first walkout in the game industry.
It's very serious, and that's going to be forever a black spot or mm-hmm. an ink spot yeah, on the their reputation. They're not going to be able to shake this. Like, mm-hmm. it'll always be their first massive walkout.
Yeah, and it was from Riot Games. Yeah, the people don't forget these things, and now it's going to be forever a thing that will follow Riot forever, especially because they have decided not to do anything at the moment, because quote-unquote, they're waiting for litigation to go to finish. But 8 months ago, litigation wasn't happening, right? Come on, that's ridiculous.
Well, I hope that gets resolved and that these employees get what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And that Riot gets what they deserve, mm-hmm. which is a big fat goose egg.
Goose the cat, apparently, right?
Yeah. Let's have Goose the cat go visit the execs.
Yeah. Well, look, guys, for people who actually want like a more happy story here, Steve Watts is reporting that Devil May Cry is coming to the Nintendo Switch from GameSpot.com. Dante is coming to the Nintendo Switch. Capcom has announced the very first Devil May Cry is coming to the platform sometime this summer. The announcement didn't give word on whether this will be the straight port or the PS2 original or based on the most recent HD collection. While the announcement was short on details, though, the implications are huge. Devil May Cry has never been on a Nintendo platform before in any capacity. Series head Hideaki Itsuno pointedly said in an interview in February that for Dante to appear as a guest character in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, he'd sensibly have to appear in a game in that platform first. Uh-huh, wink, wink. Devil May Cry has never been on a Nintendo platform, Itsuno told VG247. So it seems like the first thing to do would to get Capcom to put Devil May Cry on a Nintendo platform in some way, shape, or form, whether game that might be. This would appear to fulfill the criteria, and Itsuno would have likely known about any pending Super Bros, Smash Bros. Guest spots at the time you made that comment. Dante may not be destined for Smash at all, but this at least raises the possibility. That's awesome. That's really awesome. And that's awesome because a lot of people are going to be able to play this now on Switch, which, remember, when we talked about Devil May Cry 5, we talked about how revolutionary the whole way that you play Devil May Cry is, the mechanics of that game. So here, coming to Switch is going to be really, really interesting.
The game's been doing very well. It's a very beloved series. I like that it's expanding its reach. And it should be really good on the Switch.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think it's going to be a great addition.
If Nintendo has titles like Bayonetta, which was on the original Wii, and I think it's been ported to the Switch, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason for them not to jump on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially because the best-selling game that Capcom has made is already on the Switch. Why not try to make another piece of money from Capcom by having Devil May Cry on the Switch?
All right, cash in, Capcom. Now's your chance.
Excuse me.
Probably play it.
Yeah. You want to read the next article?
Yeah, sure. Apex Legends? Apex Legends bans up to, oh my god, 770,000 as Respawn continues fighting cheaters. Cheaters never prosper. This is written by Jeremy Winslow. Hello. Last week, Respawn Entertainment announced continued plans to deal with Apex Legends cheaters, but didn't specify what those plans were. While the California-based studio still isn't sharing any specifics, so as to avoid helping cheaters cheat, Respawn is finally prepared to talk a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes. That includes bans being handed out to 250,000 players. Holy crap. Respawn's executive producer, Drew McCoy, penned another blog post about what's happening to cheaters in EA's Battle Royale. Can't share details on what we're doing so as to not give a heads up to the cheat makers, McCoy writes. But what we can say is that we're attacking this from every angle, from improvements in detecting cheaters to bolstering resources and tools, to improving processes and other sneaky things to combat sellers and cheaters. According to McCoy, Respawn has shared some high-level stats on the progress thus far. You can read the full statistics below here on this article on GameSpot. The recently added in-game reporting tool has had a big impact on discovering new cheats, including previously undetectable cheats that are now being found automatically via EAC. Total bans are now at 770,000 players. We have blocked over 300,000 account creations. We have banned over 4,000 cheat seller accounts, spammers, in the last 20 days. Total matches on PC impacted by cheaters or spammers has been reduced by over half in the last month due to recent efforts. It is a constant war with the cheat makers that we will continue to fight, McCoy says. We take cheating in Apex Legends incredibly seriously and have a large amount of resources tackling it from a variety of angles. McCoy hasn't specified when Respawn will outline plans to deal with cheaters, but he did confirm that he'll be back next week with an update on another one of the issues called out in last week's post. In other news, Respawn confirmed that all Titanfall projects have been tabled. The company can focus on Apex Legends and Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. In focusing on Apex Legends, Respawn has stated that the game's Season 2 plans will be outlined at this year's EA Play event, just before E3 in June. Some of the suggested changes coming to Season 2 of Apex Legends are new characters, items, weapons, and alterations to the map.
Yeah, just so you know, guys. You guys know what's going to be next week's discussion when we get that Jedi Fallen Order. Yeah, what's it called? Gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I cannot wait.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's nice to see that they're attacking this from a wide variety of angles, because I don't know about you, but I hate messing with cheaters on games.
Yeah.
Like Fortnite cheat problem, but I've encountered so much of that bullshit when I'm playing like Mario Kart or like something else that just came out.
Yeah, it's funny to me that people still decide to cheat. Well, it always changes. They'll always cheat. But what's it called? I remember after a bit going into playing like Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops 2 after like years after they played, I got put into so many lobbies with people who were cheating or hacking the game. Like, holy crap, guys! Like, is this really what you guys spend your time on?
Yeah, man. Like, it kind of sucks the fun out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember back in the day when we used to like have cheat codes? Like you would be able to buy a magazine like Tips and Tricks, and it would cheat codes up the ass. I even liked using those, unless it was like Tony Hawk, and I was trying to unlock Skate Park Heaven. But other than that, I like the satisfaction of unlocking things and doing things on your own and kind of figuring it out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm caught.
Yeah, by the way, I would only use the cheat codes for Grand Theft Auto so I can get the guns and stuff. That's it. I never used it for, like, any other games. I never really saw the use for cheat codes and, like, video games, like, actual, like, what's it called? Like, actual games that I could play and be able to get the stuff. But for sure, like, and this is going to be, like, a wild prediction and a very big generalization, but I'm pretty sure the people who used cheat codes for actual video games to use them, like in like games that you could do it yourself and get the stuff at, I'm pretty sure those are the people that are buying loot boxes.
Oh, yeah, definitely, most definitely.
Yeah, I have a that's a I know that's a wild generalization, but like I am pretty sure the people who use cheat codes are buying loot boxes right now.
I'm sure there's a pretty good percentage that can back you up on that claim. Yeah. Obviously not everyone, but
yeah.
I could see that being a thing.
Yeah, but I'm glad that Respawn is taking the steps to make sure that these people get the consequences they deserve, because no one likes a cheater. No one likes a cheater at all. Like, nobody wants to play a game because they want to have cheaters on their team or be playing against cheaters. So I'm glad that Respawn has done something to be able to fix this.
If someone could fix Monopoly cheating, I'd be so happy.
Uh-huh. You need to get that. They got that one on the PS4 so you can play with Brad.
Yeah. I have a feeling it would get really serious.
All right.
I'm going to do that soon.
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to go get him. Let's move on into some sales here. We've got some stuff over at GameStop. Let's see if this is actually a sale, because, you know, this retailer doesn't know what the idea of a sale is sometimes. you can get a 500-gigabyte Xbox One for $150, $150. I don't know if you guys are actually getting a Wii anytime soon, but you can get it from $55 to $60. Nintendo games for Nintendo Switch, you can get Bayonetta for $35. Bayonetta 2 for $35. For the Wii and the Wii U, you can get Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild for $30. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, $20. Splatoon for $14. Super Smash Bros. Brawl for $20. Pokemon Tournament, $14. Mario Party 10, $30. New Super Mario Bros. Wii as for $15. Super Mario Maker, $18. And Super Mario Galaxy 2 for $15. I believe they're making a Super Mario Maker 2, so you guys should go get that so you can catch up if you have never played Mario Maker 1. For DS, 3DS, and 3DX XL, you can get both Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby for $20. Pokemon Sun and Moon for $15. Pokemon X and Y for $17, Fire Emblem Warriors for $20, Super Mario Maker for $19, Super Mario Bros. 2 for $20, Super Smash Bros. For 3DS $20, and Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask for $19. For the PS4, you can get Far Cry 5 for $20, Dragon Ball Xenoverse for $15, Lego Marvel Super Heroes for $15, Batman Arkham Knight for $10, Call of Duty World War 2 for $10. Call of Duty Blast from the Past Bundle, $20. Watch Dogs 2, $15. Assassin's Creed Origins, $18. Middle Earth, Shadow of War, $17. Tom Clancy's The Division for $10. Fallout 76 for $30. Okay, that's a little bit more higher than I would pay for that. Just Cause 3 for $10. Battlefield 4 for $10. Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens for $13. Disgaea 5 Alliance of Vengeance for $20. Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare 2 for $20, XCOM 2 for $15, Samurai Warriors 4 for $10, and Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition for $20. I am not going to do the rest of these except for the Xbox One. I'm not doing PS3 or Xbox 360. Yeah. Forza Horizon 3 for $20, Assassin's Creed Origins for $18. Holy crap, we're 18? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Odyssey is the newest one. Dead Rising 4 for $12. Force Awakens for 13. Okay, these are mostly the same things. Dishonored 2 for 10. And what else is here that's exclusive to Xbox? Diablo 3, I already said that. Doom for 15. Recore for 10. Just Cause 3 for 10. And that seems to be it. The other stuff was already on the other. Dead Rising 4 for 12. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is not that bad of a sale. I honestly would recommend you guys pick up Assassin's Creed Origin for $18 or Batman Arkham Knight for $10 on the PS4. Because Batman Arkham Knight's a great game. $10 is a really, really good price for that. But if you want to get something for your 3DS, I always recommend you guys get Alpha Sapphire or Mega Ruby. And at $20, that's a really good price.
These Nintendo price cuts are actually very decent. Pokemon yeah. Sun for $15.
That's the last one.
Even for the Wii U, if you have a Wii.
Yeah.
only $15. Splatoon for $14 if you have a Wii U. Mario Party 10 sucks. Don't do it. Pokken Tournament, though, for $14. I would do that if I had a Wii U still.
Mm-hmm. And then also Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. That's the remake of that game for $19. That's a really, really good price. It's also one of my favorite Zelda games.
Oh my gosh, and Smash Brothers for the 3DS. That's such a good game.
Yeah.
I wish I played my 3DS more, but I don't.
Wish I still had a BDS. But that's it for GameStop. The PlayStation Store is having a sale on all Ubisoft titles. So these are some of the ones you can get right now. Oh my god. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag for $6.59. I'm going to go ahead and get that because I love that game. Assassin's Creed Odyssey for $22.49. That's really cheap for a game that just came out. Oh, I need to resist temptation to get that right now. Assassin's Creed Origin for $17. Assassin's Creed Revelations for $7.19. Assassin's Creed Rogue for $6.79. Assassin's Creed Syndicate for $11.59. Child of Light, $5.09. The Crew 2, $17.39. Far Cry 4, $11.69. Far Cry 5, 1979. Far Cry New Dawn, 1839. That's cheap, too, because that's a new one that came out. Far Cry Primal, 11. For Honor, 1659. I Am Alive for 374. Rayman Legends, 749. Rocksmith, 2014 edition. Remastered, 12. South Park, The Fractured But Whole, $12. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, 1979. Ghost Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Blacklist, $10.10. Trials Fusion 6, Trials Rising, 1874. Watch Dogs 2, $9. And Watch Dogs Complete Edition, $5. These are really, really good prices. Black Flag for $6.59. That's an amazing game. That is arguably the best Assassin's Creed game. And for $6.59, that is a way, 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 way great price. Really good price.
That's more than worth it. I think that was the last Assassin's Creed game in the series that I actually liked. I was just going to mention New Dawn. I've been wanting to play that. I would pick that up for $18.39.
Yeah, that's a really good price right now to get it for. I got For Honor for free with PlayStation Plus, so I don't have to buy it. But I also kind of recommend you guys get Far Cry New Dawn for $18.39. It's a really, really good price. And if you're kind of in the mood to see what the new Assassin's Creed has done, $22.49 is a really good price. That is at least 75% off of its market price. Okay. So, other than that, there's also some other sales going on in the PS Plus, the PS Store, other than the Ubisoft games. There's also Anthem is $40.19 right now. What is this? It's 2019.
Our sponsor Anthem?
Can't believe you still did that.
No one's going to get that joke.
No one's going to get it unless they listen to the Ladies of Nerdcore, which you can listen to because it premieres every Thursday at 8 a.m. and you can get it one day free, one day early on Patreon. Plugging it. The Crew 2 at $24. The Division 2 at $48. The Division Franchise Bundle at $70. Far Cry 3 Classic Edition 8, $16.49. Monster Hunter World for $20. That's actually a really good price. And people talk about that game a whole lot. Yeah, and that's it. The other stuff are the stuff that was on the Ubisoft sale. But I don't know if I would pay $40.19 for Anthem. But I would definitely pay... I'd definitely pay $20 for Monster Hunter World.
Game.
Mm-hmm. My dog is barking really loud right now. All right. Oops. Let's see what's next.
Xbox One?
Xbox One. Xbox Marketplace here. The Xbox and Microsoft Store. Let's see what they got.
Hold up. You have Spyro on here now? I didn't know that. What?
Yeah, the Reignited Trilogy is on. Hold up. I will be back. Let me go see what's up with this dog. All right, we're back from technical difficulties. Nah, it's just the dog was barking. I wanted to see what he was barking at. Because I'm not trying to get my house broken into right now. But yeah, let's go see what's up at the Xbox store. Yes, I forgot to tell you that the Reignited Trilogy for Spyro is on Xbox as well. Ashley.
It's great news.
Yeah. Dog, don't start. Assassin's Creed Odyssey Season Pass for 22. Okay. Hold up. We're going to go ahead and stop here. We're going to go ahead and stop here. Let me get this dog to my mom. Continuing on, because my dog is now with my mom, and he's not going to bark in the middle of this episode. All right. So, going on from all the other stuff that I didn't read, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 Black Ops Pass is $40. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 Digital Deluxe Edition is $70. Black Ops 4 Digital Deluxe Enhanced Edition, $97.49. Wouldn't that just be the complete edition? Why don't you just call it that instead of giving all these names that my tongue is twisted over? Call of Duty World War II Gold Edition, $24. The Crew 2 Season Pass, $26. Dead Rising for $8. Devil May Cry 5, $40.19. Devil May Cry 5 Deluxe Edition, $49. Devil May Cry HD Collection, $21. Diablo 3 Eternal Collection, $19.79. Diablo 3 Rise of the Necromancer, $9. DMC Devil May Cry Definitive Edition, $9.89. Dragon Ball FighterZ Fighter Z Pass, $17.50. Excuse me. Now I want to burp into the microphone. Oh, please don't tell me I have hiccups. The Elder Scrolls Online Summer Set Upgrade, $12. Fallout 4 Season Pass, $16.50. Grand Theft Auto Online Criminal Enterprise Starter Pack, $19.49. Okay, what? Okay. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, $16. Mega Man 30th Anniversary Bundle, $48. Monster Hunter World, $16.50. Oh. Onimusha Warlords, $15. Overwatch Legendary Edition, $19.79. Resident Evil 2, $40.19. Resident Evil 5, $8. Resident Evil 6, $8. Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, $15. Resident Evil Revelations, $8. Shadow of the Tomb Raider Season Pass, $18. And Spyro Reignited Trilogy for $30. Ashley, I'm guessing you're going to go with Spyro because it's a really, really good game.
Yeah, Spyro and that Mega Man 30th Anniversary bundle is a little too high. But I like Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Marvel vs. Capcom. Yeah. What's it called? Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Great price for, and then Monster Hunter World for $16.50. That's great. It's almost like at $50, which makes it a really, really good price, because it's usually priced at $60 for so long. For it to be on sale, it's really, really good. Plus, it's one of the best Capcom games, apparently. All right, so finally, the last thing I have to talk about before we leave is that there's the new titles for coming for the Switch Online for NES, the NES games you're going to get. And they are none other but Clue Clue Land, Donkey Kong Jr., the original Donkey Kong Jr., and, oh my god, I cannot read that one. VS Excitebike. Oh, Brad's gonna love this one. VS Excitebike, because Brad loves Excitebike. Yeah.
Oh my god, Excitebike? I had to think for a minute what that was.
Yes, Excitebike. It's coming to the Nintendo Switch. So when you get Nintendo Switch Online, you get free NES games. So those are the games that are coming for May. And they're going to be available starting the 15th, May 15th. So Donkey Kong Jr., VS Excitebike, and Clue Clue Land. That's awesome. I can't believe that Excitebike is coming.
I'm excited.
I'm Excitebike for Excitebike. But well, it's been a
punch
fun
out
time.
Too.
Punch out too. Yeah. It's been a fun time here. Ashley, as always, it's great talking video games with you.
Likewise.
Yeah. You do this show and the Ladies of Nerdcore. Can you let the people know what you guys talked about this week and tell them to go listen to it?
This week we discuss the AOC documentary, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Knock Down the House. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting documentary on Netflix. It follows four women who ran for office back in 2018. It was a really interesting discussion. We also discussed the split of the Democratic Party. If you want to listen to it, it should be up in a few days, or actually it'll be up when you hear this.
Yeah,
it'll be up when you hear this. So go listen to that. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Thursdays at 8 a.m. on Nerdcore Podcast Feed. This week, you get the good old Impaired Files Episode 5 with Shane SRK. And that will be great because you get an excitement at the end of the episode, which you guys will be listening to. So make sure you get your eyes peeled for that. That's on Friday when this drops. I believe that's it. And tomorrow, as always, on the Nerdcore, you'll get the Requiem for a Dream review kicking off 2000s film month. And then Sunday, as always, you get Nerdy Chicano. But don't forget to listen to the Impaired Files and the Ladies of Nerdcore. Two very important shows that are killing it right now on the feed. So, with that being said, it's been a wonderful time here. As always, you can leave a rate and review on your podcast app of choice. It really does help the feed grow. Make sure you go and follow us on Twitter at the Nerdcore, _ Instagram at the Nerdcore, Facebook page at the Nerdcore Pods. Also, go and join our Facebook group, the Nerdverse, the official Nerdcore group. It's an awesome group, and we have so much fun on there. A lot of memes are shared there, especially the day after Game of Thrones premieres. So if you guys enjoy that, go and search up the name The Nerdverse, the official Nerdcore group, or you can go to www.facebook.com/groups/TheNerdcore, CORPS. And if you want to support us on Patreon, go to patreon.com/TheNerdcore, CORPS, and pledge to a tier. $1, $100, $50, $25, it does not matter. Whatever you pledge, we enjoy it, and we do enjoy it, but we do appreciate it the most. So, thank you so much. As always, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Nerdy Chicano. Ashley, where can they find you?
You can find me every week talking with Daniela Nunez on the Ladies of Nerd Corps. And you can also find me on Instagram under Callie's Worst Dancer. And on Twitter as XArtemis with a 3X.
All right. Well, that being said, Brad's not here to deliver the outro, so I guess I'm going to have to end it like this. I'll see you guys later, and I'll see you on the next one. Fuck Brad.